your love line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Adam's gone. He's still in Italy. I'm Stryker. This is Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew to my right, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
You spat it out.
I've spat it out. What's up, doctor?
Feeling good. You're complaining of being tired, but your energy seems high tonight.
It's not that I'm tired. Just worn out.
Did you go out? He's high.
There's Everlast.
Everlast is here, everybody. What's up, man?
I'm chilling, man. You can't even get like a fill-in, like blank name here on the tape or something. Even Johnny's guest hosts always got their name announced at least before the show.
Stryker.
There we go. That's what I'm
I was going to say, we got the best engineer, Anderson, over there. He's throwing in drops every now and then, but the whole week it's always Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
A little bit
of love would have been nice on my last night.
See, but Everlast here, he makes all things wrong right.
That's right.
That's my job in the world.
That's why you're here.
Yes.
When I was living in Tucson, Arizona, even though I'm from here, I was going to college and I got started in radio. One of my first radio interviews ever was by phone, and it was with you just before What It's Like came out. And I was just so happy to have you on because I was a fan of House of Pain. And it was such a good conversation, but that was probably over 6 years ago.
Yeah,
now.
A minute ago.
And now I'm chilling here on Loveline. What the hell is going on here? And, you know, you're huge, which is awesome, so I'm very excited you're here.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. The new Everlast record came out on Tuesday, right?
Tuesday and a half ago.
White Trash Beautiful.
Yeah.
And what's the vibe on it? How long did it take you to make? Who produced it? How are you feeling health-wise? Give me the rundown.
I produced it with an old acquaintance of mine and colleague of mine, Dante Ross, and a guy named Rob Hill. The vibe is basically what I've been doing the last couple records. Just, I think the sound, I finally honed the sound into what it really, what I was, all the experimentation, I finally think I've created whatever that sound is, you know, so it's just the fine tuning of hip hop, rock, blues, country, everything.
And how about your guitar playing? You think you've improved a lot over the last 3-4 years?
Yeah, I actually know what notes I'm playing sometimes now.
Sometimes, every now and then.
Sometimes I can actually call what note it is that's being played. So
right,
that's mostly due to a lot of the guys in my band sitting there and telling me.
That's a G chord right there.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Yes. When you put your finger on the top and then that thing down.
As long as
there,
it sounds good when you play it, right?
That's right. There's like probably some famous pianists from back in the day who, blind pianists, they didn't know what they were doing.
True.
But they're the ones that led the way.
What are you talking about, Stryker?
Who?
What are you talking about?
I don't know, Beethoven or Bach or somebody?
He was deaf pianist.
Deaf and blind.
No, he's not.
I'm not.
Relax. you're fine. Keep going.
Look, were you going to refer to Beethoven? Is that where you were going?
No, I was just.
Oh, you were just. I thought you were just going somewhere with a story there.
Normally, I don't go anywhere.
Okay.
I don't get out that
much. I'll learn quickly.
He's a doctor. I barely made it through a Pac-10 school. Took me 8 years, and that's what's going on.
Eight years? Did it really?
That's right.
That's awesome. That should be some sort of award.
They made a movie about that. I think it was like Van Wilder or something like that.
Yeah, I never saw that. I wanted
to. Never left college.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to play probably a couple songs here tonight from Everlast record, White Trash Beautiful.
It'll be a refreshing break here on K-Rock.
On K-Rock, it would be.
You want to start out with that?
What's that?
Start out with the song?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah,
let's
see what I can do.
Let's play Broken,
which we
have ready. Is that cool?
That's cool.
All right, Everlast, you guys, check this song out. It is Broken. Give me the Kleenex, everybody. Broken, Everlast on Loveline. Check it out.
You're the air that I breathe. You're the sun when it breaks through the clouds. You're all that I need. But I know that you're having some doubts. I'm down on my knees. I'm praying you'll stick this out. I'm begging you please, girl. I'm sorry I let you down.
I can barely look you in the eye. It's so hard to breathe, but I know I ain't afraid to die. Your breath is so sweet, your kisses could get me high. My heart is so weak, girl, your loving could get me by. I'm broken like a promise, I'm shattered like a dream. I'm broken with all my pieces scattered around for you to see. I'm broken like a record, I sing the same old song. Run away from love too long. Girl, what about you? What about you, girl?
Very nice. That is Broken from Everlast off his new record, White Trash Beautiful. Tuesday and a half ago it came out. Go and grab it. That's a deep song, both musically and lyrically.
Thank you.
It's very good.
Is that a tear I see right there?
Actually, it's more than a tear, man. It's more than a tear. And, Drew, you wanted to ask about Everlast Heart.
Oh,
and,
yeah. But we repeat your medical history here. What happened? Well, no, you had a big had a
this is like your favorite topic.
Yeah, 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 come on. I love it. Well, first of all, play him your heart.
Okay.
All
everyone,
right,
everyone quiet.
Everlast right, Heart. Right,
right. Here it goes.
Hear that clicking? That's your Star Edwards valve, right? Or St. Jude valve?
St. Jude. St. Jude, yeah, valve? St. Jude, yes.
So what happened?
If I remember correctly, through all the kind of haze in my brain, I think I had what I had was called an upper ascending aortic aneurysm.
Right.
And
dissection.
Yeah, I was born with a bicuspid aortic valve. Nobody else in the world. Yeah, that I talked to.
You
like,
normally have,
oh,
you have,
I know exactly what
you have. You have three cusps. Man, bicuspid weakens. You can weaken and tear.
Okay.
And the basic, it's what John Ritter died from.
Yeah, that's no. When that happened, I said that sounds so exactly like what happened to me. You know, and I was lucky that somebody was at home and called an ambulance, and I was also.
It's hard to diagnose too. People miss it.
Well, I was. Everything that happened to me had to do so much with fate, luck, however you want to call it, because that my friend was there to call an ambulance. That my local hospital, the ambulance took me to, just happened to be Cedars-Sinai, which happened to be I knew about the ailment. Nobody expected it to do what it did, tear.
Right.
And my doctor was one of the head heart people at Cedars-Sinai. So when they roll me in, the first thing they think is they see a tattooed dude heart thing. They think I've sniffed my brains out that night on some coke or speed or something.
Which, by the way, he had done, but that's nothing to do with this.
Yeah, by the way, I never did because of my heart problem is the point I make. Because I knew about that, I never really messed with any drugs like that. I smoked plenty of dope, drank plenty of liquor, but you know, never got involved in anything that I thought would risk my heart. And they really wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't believe it when I said no, but like I said, luckily my doctor's records were all right there, and as soon as they got my records and they saw I had this history, they realized right away, and literally bum-rushed me into a hospital.
Andrew.
And then the next thing was that, like, this surgeon that was there, and I'm sorry I can't remember his name off the top of my head because it's kind of a difficult name, but he's, like, one of the best heart surgeons in the world, and what happened to me was kind of a rare thing. And he had just come out of surgery, took one look at what was going on with me. He was like, oh, nobody else can do this. I have to do this.
Yeah. Back-to-back and, surgeries, he saved you, right?
Yeah, saved my life. Yeah,
now, if this happened on the road...
Oh, I'd be dead.
Even if you dead, got to a hospital because
be
they
dead.
Would...
You're very good-natured about this, mind you.
What's that?
You're very good-natured about this.
Well, it's been
I'd be dead.
What else are you going to do, Drew? That's what I mean? It's like, you know, you get by it. You know, I mean, I won't say that at first I wasn't, you know, you freak out or whatever. I think the luckiest part of all is that it wasn't something I had to sit around and wait on. Like, oh, you're going to have a heart surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a whole lot different stress because both my mother and my father have gone through it recently, like bypasses. Mm. And I sent my mother to the same guy that did me. So my father just had it done actually like a week ago.
Whoa.
But he's good. He was up the next day sitting up in his bed, man. Wow. So it's like the bypass is a routine. It's a lot different than what I had done.
Yeah. You had to put up your aorta.
But it was crazy, man.
You know, to put Coumadin now?
Oh, yeah, forever. I got to take Coumadin, you know.
How do you spell that real quick?
Spell what? Oh, Coumadin? It's
warfarin sodium.
Yeah, that's the generic.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
Which I don't understand why people just, I mean, all people don't just buy generic drugs, man. It's the same drug.
Same drug.
They don't get it. It's not like a Benz and a Volkswagen, you know.
It's the look the pharmacist gives you. Do you want the generic?
I do. And I'm rocking diamonds right here, homie.
Yes, you are.
Generic drugs.
It has nothing to do with being cheap. Same thing, right?
It's the same exact stuff.
Nice. All right, let's take some calls here. Let's go to Melissa. You're 19 on with Everlast on Loveline.
Hello.
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 This is where you speak.
Okay. I have a friend, and the past few times I've gone down on him, I feel like I've been having an allergic reaction.
Who?
Is it after he ejaculates?
Yeah, like a little bit afterwards, and I've had trouble breathing for the rest of the day.
Oh my god!
Super sperm is what that is.
For like a year, and it's just recently been happening. And he has prostatitis, and he just got off of his antibiotics, and I didn't know if that played a part in it.
Wow, this is quite a situation. She's. You know, all
I
this
defer to the doc.
All this activity may have given him the prostatitis, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, and therefore, and God knows, was he fooling around with anybody else?
A little bit, but not like since.
So that prostatitis could have been an STD, even possibly. Maybe he's exposing
to that. But would
that
cause your throat not being able to?
Well, B, I think you're aspirating. I think you're getting stuff into your lungs.
The semen?
Is that possible?
I don't know. I think I have an oral allergy to latex.
Oh, is he wearing a condom?
I try to stay away from that, and he said he had worn one Saturday, and yesterday.
Well, that's interesting. But that's interesting. But the more serious thing is if you are aspirating. Do you cough and sputter?
Wait, hold on. The more serious thing is he told her, yeah, on Saturday I had sex and wore a condom. Now go down on me.
Yeah.
You're tasting Saturday, sweetie.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other line of discussion we got to get down. I just want to straighten
out. Susie.
Right, yeah, exactly.
She was here yesterday.
Wow, Melissa, wow. Okay, well, yes, you could be having a reaction to the latex. Yes, you could be aspirating. It's
even
really,
after,
we could
like, so many days, it would still...
Well, I'm more concerned about aspiration. That,
okay.
It's something that you were inhaling and something got a little bit got in the wrong spot. You don't have any medical problems or anything?
No.
Everlast has something to ask you.
Okay.
No, I'm not asking you.
You're over there.
I'm making letters for you, Doc. I'd go get checked for some STDs real quick. I mean, just, I don't mean to scare you, but... You know, you're letting this dude just screw whoever he wants, obviously. And
the guy's wearing a condom with the other ones, though. I mean, it's something to that.
Which, you know, I mean, that's just me. I'm a freak. You know, ever since my thing, I run to the doctor if, you know, I got a follicle out of line. Yeah.
Ingrown hair in the genitalia, run to the doctor. Laura, you're 16. What's up?
Yes, I had sex with my ex-boyfriend actually a few weeks ago, and I got a urinary tract infection. I went to the doctor and I got some antibiotics for it, and like it's treated and everything, but like it's like my vagina is still like really itchy and like gross, and I don't know like if the yeast infection or like what.
Was that your first time having sex?
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Was that,
oh, you didn't bring that up.
Was that his first time?
Yeah, it was.
So it's
well,
not
like
as a...
did it a few times after that, but it's been a few weeks.
Well, here's the only other concern we would have is we're back to the STD clinic here.
Yeah.
Or STI, now they're called, sexually transmitted infections.
Oh, okay.
So, whatever.
Soften that up a little bit more.
Seriously.
right.
Used to just be called the clap.
Right. The neuro disease. And if you have what seems to be urinary tract infection that you're empirically, in other words, sort of put on antibiotics without somebody actually testing your urine, and magically the urine infection doesn't seem to go away, that's usually an STD. I think you're describing a yeast infection after the antibiotics for the UTI. So you probably just get some over-the-counter yeast medicine.
If he never had sex,
it's hard to
and
see
she didn't.
He couldn't get an STD that way. But you do, you know, if the over-the-counter yeast medic cream doesn't work, then get back to the doctor.
She didn't sound so sure about that, him not having sex either. It took a little pause there.
Wait, Drew, yeast infections can be cured with pills as well or just creams? But aren't they deep inside the woman or are they on the outer area? The yeast infection. I'm very curious about
it. I got a picture.
Oh, good. Yes, yes. Has a girl ever pulled that on you ever last? I can't have Selma. I have a yeast infection.
What
right
do you
now
mean by deep inside?
No, I just don't know where it's located with it. Why are you grabbing my drink? Like, you just fingered my drink. Drew?
I've got a big menu to put out.
All right, we're looking. Drew is holding a highlight pen, using it as his pointer.
Okay. This is the outside. You recognize that?
That's called a vagina.
Okay.
All right.
This is still outside the body to here.
Right.
So to there is still outside the body. All that.
Okay.
This is the cervix.
Right.
That's now inside the
body.
So
sometimes my mouth is... Never mind. Okay. Right?
No, nothing of yours ever gets
ever
as
makes
far
there. Okay. You don't know me that well.
I just say that I do. This is where the yeast infections occurs.
Oh, right there.
And all throughout here.
How many inches in is that? Don't say two or else.
I think it depends on the girl.
Yeah, it does depend on the girl. But I was, you know, in terms of my thinking, of, you know, I was thinking about Stryker's anatomy, 4 inches. So
I don't think so, Osborne. 12, limp and folded. All right, where are we going? Amber?
Yeah.
Yes. Amber, what's up? You're 15 on Love On.
Yes, I think I might be bisexual.
Yes.
15. You shouldn't be declaring a major yes.
What makes you think this?
Well, I was, or at least I thought I was, very, very straight until a couple months ago, and I got really drunk, and I made out with a couple girls, and since then this has happened a couple times, and I'm starting to find myself more attracted to women than men.
Lesbian. Interesting.
Maybe.
What kind of girls? Well, are these Barbie-type girls, or are these more of the butch,
yeah, Stryker,
short hair?
Stryker needs to create an image
very,
in his
very
mind.
Very pretty girls. Very, very,
very pretty girls.
Stryker, you happy now?
You ever make it to L.A.?
No.
Damn you.
Wait. Did you say you were 15?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't get that part.
Dirt dog. Look at you.
Hey, she's from Arkansas. She's all right out there.
She says she's a virgin.
She's a virgin. She's 15. She's making out girls.
I wouldn't declare myself anything. I wouldn't go so far as to label myself yet. Give yourself a little more time. Kiss a few more girls. See if you like it. You know what I mean? Kiss a few boys, too. You know. But keep the pants closed till you're sure or something.
I never thought I'd say this. I totally agree with Everlast.
Thanks, Doc.
Christy.
That's the first time you ever said that
Christy
in a 10-year
history? Also 15.
Wait,
Christy?
Is that me?
Yeah, it's you.
Okay, hey. A couple months ago, I had ovarian cysts, and they just, like, kind of left or whatever. But my doctor put me on birth control, like, to keep them away. And, like, sometimes I just forget to take them. So I'm wondering, like...
A birth control a day will keep the ovarian cyst away.
Is that right?
That's true.
I didn't know that.
Huh? Christy?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's that?
What did you just say?
Finish what you were saying. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Okay. So, yeah, like, I skip every once in a while just because, like, I forget to take them or whatever. So are they coming back?
No, probably not. I mean, if you skip, you know, if you're missing 3 pills a month kind of thing, that's not a big deal. It's not going to make the birth control pill work as a birth control, but it will probably work as something to suppress the ovarian cyst, provided those are what they call simple follicular cysts.
Stacy.
Germany or Florida.
Oh, Germany or Florida. You know what Germany or Florida is?
I've heard the show many times.
Okay, here we go.
I'm not the host, but, you know.
I'm pretty good at Germany or Florida, too, right, honestly.
Well, why don't we care to make it interesting?
What do you want to
do? I don't have
we're
any.
We're both going to birthday drinks.
I don't have
drinks.
Any. Birthday drinks.
All right?
There we go. All right, here we go.
Stacy.
Germany or Florida.
That's our new Andy Dick, Germany or Florida jingle.
Hi. All right. A jewel thief stole a 16-inch, 30-carat diamond necklace and swallowed it. He was arrested, and the necklace was recovered after he passed it, pooped it out. The necklace was returned, and it
was... Thanks for clarifying, Stacey. Okay, got it.
Thought he was a quarterback or something.
It wasn't the writer of that article didn't... actually say that, did you?
It was parentheses pooped it out.
It was Stacey's journalistic excesses. Okay,
exactly.
All right. Yeah.
The necklace was returned and is up for auction on eBay. The highest bid was $1.17.
$1.17?
Yep.
For a diamond necklace?
It was pretty nasty.
Everless. You got to get in the way. Yeah. Diamond necklace got a little poo on it.
But... You know, hey, little poo, that washes off, man. You know, 30-inch diamond necklace, I got $2 on it.
I'm just reading what it says here.
Okay, Trigger Florida.
I'm gonna call Florida, man. That's Florida all the way, man.
Trigger?
Well, I'm going to have to say the opposite if I want to win the drinks, but I think Florida.
I'm just going with Everlast. I agree with Everlast totally.
Okay. See, all right.
I'm getting used to saying
Florida.
That
now.
Yeah, see? I'm good. I'm Everlast got it. Man. There was a crazy one that was from Germany once, and I got that too,
Oh, really?
Everybody thought it was from Florida. See, a lot of it comes from Florida because there's a lot of crack down there in Florida. A lot of crack. Meth and crack down there, so a lot of...
Watch.
The gods of radio are coming to get me. Send me to find Stryker.
Hey, I don't care. I don't own the building, man. One day I may.
I can say herpes sores, and I can say all that. Yo, that's a bodily function, what I just said, by the way, anyways. It's not really a curse. I was just extenuating what she was talking about, how the bracelet was removed from the man's rectum.
About our ideas about what's not appropriate for radio and whatnot. You can say the most horrible derogatory things about people.
Well, I was blowing my boyfriend the other day, and I just, you know...
Well, that were actually questionable.
I've heard it on the show, man.
I know. Well, it's important. We got to go there to tell him not to do it. I agree with Everlast. We're going to break, Stryker.
We are? Yeah. So what does that mean? I have to take it from here?
Take it to break.
Drew, you're very amped tonight, by the way.
Am I?
You feel good, don't you?
I'm
glad I'm here.
Yeah, seriously.
When I come around, it's cool. It's real people.
Talk about aortic dissection, I'm in.
God damn. I got to help myself out. All right, this is Loveline. More with Everlast coming up. Hold on. All right, we're back here on Loveline. I'm Stryker in for Adam, Dr. Drew, and Everlast. What's up, Mr. Everlast? It's going fine so far, I think.
Well, I was blowing my boyfriend the other day.
Jesus, Everlast, we didn't know you switch hits.
I'm going to make you erase that before we
no,
leave.
No, that's not him. That was Anderson back at the Westville One.
Okay, well, he's going to get handled.
Anderson, can we hear it again just so I can see him get all angry?
Well, I was blowing my boyfriend the other day.
I'm not going to get mad.
I love that. They always have something on us.
All right, Jess.
You're lucky I got a sense of humor, though.
And Everlast just gave me a fashion tip. It was like I was talking to Joan Rivers for a second. I'm wearing, and I'll admit, I don't care. Look, at 4:30 today, I went and exercised, sweated my ass off. I ran home, no time, threw on no socks, some old Vans, and I saw this hat. I love this hat. It's a trucker hat. It says Good Times, and it's white on it. And Everlast's like, dude, can I just tell you something? I'm like, yeah. He's like... Trucker hats are out, dude.
I said they're done.
Oh, they're done.
They're done.
And I said, I understand that. I rock the Hawk, and I have beanies that I wear.
Much more style than a trucker hat.
Thank you, man.
That's what I was
saying
to you.
Thank you. All right.
You better tell your man I'm gonna come handle him if you don't erase that, because the curses will start flying.
There we go. All right, where are we going, Dr. Drew?
We're going to talk to Robert. Ooh, what? Whoops.
Uh-oh, you just dropped someone.
Lisa.
Hello?
You just,
hold on a
come
second.
Come on, Drew, you're effing up the operation. Robert, how long have you been working here?
Robert?
If you would let me press the buttons.
Lisa?
Yeah?
Here you go.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. Everlast, what's going on?
Not much. How are you?
Fine. You know, I just might be your biggest fan ever.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Are you going to come to Utah?
We have plans. July, we're going to be touring. So I'm sure all the cities aren't worked out, but I've always come through Salt Lake or some other spot through there.
Do you know who you're going to go on the road yet with?
I'm probably just going to start on my own, do a little small, like, you know, medium club tour.
And is it a combination of acoustic with your band behind you, or is it mostly just all rocking out stuff?
We rock out pretty hard now. You know, we're just here to rock.
Nice.
You know?
Without the trucker hat.
No.
Okay.
Without the trucker hat.
I just like to grab men.
Lisa?
Yeah?
What's going on?
Hi. Okay, here's the deal.
Are you a Mormon?
Don't get me started on the Mormons, please. No, I'm not Mormon.
No one has ever not answered that drop. I didn't say that. That was just a recording. No, we've dropped it 1,000 times. No one ever not answered it.
Yeah.
All right, well, what's up?
Okay. My sister, she's 20. She's doing crystal meth. She's into it kind of big right now, and she has a 14-month-old baby.
Ow.
She did it before. When she found out she was pregnant, she stopped doing it. She just started doing it again about 2 or 3 months ago. And the man that she's living with, he's doing it with her, and he's not a very good guy to begin with. He's bipolar. He refuses to take his medication. He drinks a lot, and he's doing crystal meth around this baby.
All right, got it. What can we do for you?
Okay. We've tried to talk to her about it, and she doesn't listen, and I want to know what the best way to kind of get through to her is.
Call Child Protective Services.
Yeah, I've thought about that.
She is so far down the line, you're going to have to come through with, a military-style intervention.
Okay, now...
She is not going to listen to reason. She's in the grips of a profound biology,
mm-hmm.
and sufficiently to warrant a willingness to endanger her child. She's completely addicted. She's not going to be able to stop. She can't. That's what addiction is. People can't stop.
Okay,
and
now
reasoning with her is a total waste of time.
Okay, if I do call Child Protective Services, is the baby going to be taken out of the home and put into foster care, or can't?
Maybe.
I think if you have a stable family, like outside of her, like if your parents or you are
right.
capable of doing it, they will definitely put the child with y'all for sure.
There you go.
For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, me and my mom both love this baby so much.
Well, you got to get that
How
child
old
out
are
of
you,
there.
By the way?
I'm 22.
Oh, okay. That's good.
God only knows what else the child's being exposed to.
Yeah, if there's an environment that can provide for the child and all that, they will definitely rather put it there than put it in a foster home.
Okay. Sure.
All right.
All right, so that's like my only option.
You just got to get over the fact that you really ain't betraying that person by doing what you're going
to
do.
Trying to help her. You're trying to help. But there is one thing you can do. You can go to Al-Anon, get a sponsor, and work the steps yourself. The people close to the person with the addiction, if they go to Al-Anon, they will no longer engage in the dance that the addicted patient insists upon. And it will cause that person to sort of sometimes wake up to what they're doing. Important people in Al-Anon has one of the most powerful impacts on the disease of addiction. So that's the other thing you can do. All right?
Okay.
All right. Good luck with that. Erica.
Erica. Oh, Robert, who I hung up on.
Oh, there you are. On. Robert, you're back on. What are you doing? 16.
Just sitting here.
Cool. Speak.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a question about masturbation.
Excellent. Everlast is here and myself. We're experts.
Okay. Dr. Drew, whenever...
I'm the expert and Everlast is.
I love that.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Whenever I masturbate, right before I ejaculate, I pinch my head off so I avoid the mess and all that. And I was wondering if there's any harm that could come from that.
Wait, hold on. So you're pushing the cum back into your wiener?
No.
By holding it.
Come out.
So it can't come out. What's the joy of that? Don't you like it flopping all over and making the mess in your belly button?
No, it feels... Right. It's the best way to lose weight.
Yeah, it is. Or to increase your protein by scooping it up out of there.
Oh, my God.
What? You don't do that? You know what the crab walk is, Drew?
No.
Do you want to know?
No.
Well, I was blowing my boyfriend the other day.
Hey, Robert.
Yes.
It's obviously not a good thing.
Obviously, that must not be too much of a problem that I said that, Drew, because your man is, like, recreating it.
You're right.
He must have found the rule book and said, hey, that's okay.
Robert, the things that need to come out of your body need to come out. Like when you sneeze or you vomit or you ejaculate, these things are coming out. They're involuntary. They're coming out. Now, one of the things that might happen is it can go back up into your bladder. You can have a retrograde ejaculation. Or it can kind of just stay up the tube a little bit. And that's very irritating and even possibly harmful. So
I don't keep it in there for any time. I just do it and then, like, get it into a dish or the toilet or something.
Why don't you get a sock, man? Get an old tube sock and just do it in the same sock over and over again.
Gator's familiar with that style.
Gator, you know, a tube sock, right? Throw it on the schlong.
You can irritate the prostate and traumatize the urethra with that stuff. So, all right, is
that it? That's all?
This is Joel, 22.
All right, what's up, Joel?
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good.
I have a question about my girlfriend.
Everlast was in Ohio when?
Wasn't there.
Go ahead.
This month, we just had sex, and she's also on a pill, and we use a condom every time. And she felt the need that she had to go buy the morning after pill. And this is the third time that it's happened, that she's told me that she had to stop taking her pill for 10 days for some reason. And I can't figure out why that is.
I'm completely confused. You mean... In anticipation of you having sex, she stops her birth control pill?
No, she told me that she had to stop taking it because of her period.
Yes, she does. You stop.
And then
it
they take their sugar pills.
Yeah, you take it for you stop for 7 days a month.
Okay,
but that doesn't mean it's not working.
Okay, I think she doesn't understand that. I have no idea what.
Well, half of the month, I believe, or a little less than half of the month, are placebos. Some girls don't even take them.
Right, a week. And some girls take the pill continuously. You can do that and not even have your period. Maybe she should be one of these people that just takes it continuously. But there is a week a month you don't take the pill, and you are covered. You're fine.
Okay, because she gets freaked out if we have sex, and she hasn't been taking the actual pill. I believe it's ortho-tricycline.
Yeah. Well, she's going to really screw herself up taking morning after on top of that because she's going to have bleeding all over the place, and she's going to appear to be regular.
Worried about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a paramedic. I don't really know much about. We didn't teach us much about contraceptives and medical.
All right, well, here's the deal. If she takes the pill at the same time every day, after the first packet, the first month, from then on, she is protected with 99.97% efficacy.
She's so you don't need to wear a condom unless she has a disease.
Percent probability of getting pregnant. And if you're wearing a condom also, it's impossible. It's impossible. Okay. That is the Messiah if you get pregnant at that point. Okay?
Okay. I was just curious because I've heard that if a person's on antibiotics that it can make the pill ineffective.
Yes, it can. It certainly can. And you'd want to use a secondary barrier like the condom when you're on antibiotics. But that's really it. Okay?
Good.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You go. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I guess everyone doesn't know that the pill, once you start taking it, even I know that you're good, that they stop during the period.
I know. Or you don't. Again, you can take it continuously now, not have your period. This TJ?
Yeah?
Yep, what's going on?
Hey, my girlfriend's 2 years older than I am, and my parents have a problem with it.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Well, she's 18, huh?
You guys go to the same school, or she's out?
But your friends think you're a god, don't they?
Seriously, I think he is.
16 dating an 18-year-old? Hey, don't worry about your parents, man.
That's a good thing, but, like, I don't know. Like my entire family has a problem with it. They want me to go out and go get a girlfriend, you know? And that's all good, you know? It's good to be in love and have all these good relationships and stuff like that. But I'm 16. This is my first girlfriend, and I'm a virgin still.
You haven't slept with her?
Nope.
Are you lying to us about this call in general?
No, I'm not lying.
I don't think, the way you're talking, I don't think you have the game to reel an 18-year-old in.
Oh. What?
See, busted right there.
Ugh. What?
Yeah. Fake, right?
I think it was a fake call.
Drew's an expert, man. I go with Drew.
Yeah.
Well, even if it is true, there's sort of no question.
There's no problem.
What are we supposed to do? What can we do for him? Except to say maybe there's something else about that girl other than her age that the family's kind of weird.
She's a hooker.
Something. Whatever. Right. They don't like her for some other reason. They're using the age as a reason.
Right.
And so that's really...
I can't read the note.
That says bogus.
Oh, okay.
I just wrote bogus down as soon as he started talking. It just didn't strike me as true. So
yeah. You got the instinct for it. You've been doing it the longest, man.
Yeah. Samantha, 22.
Yes. Baltimore, Maryland. I just have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
This is Larry King?
Baltimore.
I've had a couple boyfriends in my lifetime, 3 years about each, and every single time I have a boyfriend for a long period of time, like, I seem to...
Did you hear that in the back?
Do you live in a haunted house?
Did you hear that?
Do you hear that?
There's some kind of weirdness going on there.
It was a door.
Oh.
I just seem to be very active for, like, the first couple months, and then after that, like, not so much, and...
You sort of drop down into a pattern that isn't as sexual.
Correct.
Right? You know, what's interesting, a lot of people don't know lesbian couples, a common phenomenon in lesbian couples is they stop having sex altogether after 6 months.
What do? Just go to the ball games, WNBA?
They just cuddle and stuff. Things that women are constantly asking men to do that men can't do. Well, can do, but can't just do.
Another thing is, like, sometimes, or actually most of the time, the only thing that really seems erotic to me or even, like, gets me in the mood slightly is if it's, like, if I'm, like, sleeping or pretend that I'm sleeping, sort of, if I don't want to, or...
Something happened to you? Were you victimized growing up?
That's the thing. The only thing that I can really remember is being at one of my best friend's houses that was a next-door neighbor of mine for my entire life and having her brother and another neighbor of ours... Like, all I can really remember is, like, flashlights under the covers and, like, I don't know, like, maybe touching. I'm not sure, like, when we were sleeping.
That could have been it, but it might have sort of wired something into you, some sort of arousal pattern that now you're kind of stuck with. When you are sexually involved with the boyfriend, are you aroused by other kinds of circumstances?
Like, what type of service?
You know what I'm saying? Is even when you're at the beginning of the relationship, when you seem more sexual, is it still only when you're passive and falling, pretending to be out of it?
No.
Okay, so it really is when your sex drive drops down, that's when there's only you're only left.
Well, maybe it's possible that she's being sexual in the beginning to reel the guy in. He's like, God damn, look at all the sex I'm getting.
No, I think she's actually into it at the beginning, which is a normal thing. It's called the Coolidge effect.
Explain the Coolidge effect. Then they cool down?
No. It's a President Coolidge from the 19th turn of the century.
19th turn of the century? 19th, what year?
1912, was he president?
I don't know.
Correct,
see? There was federal farms back then, and the president and his wife would take tours of the farm, and they would go separate ways. And the first lady was coming up to the chicken coop, and the farmer held up his prize rooster and wanted to make sure the first lady understood that this rooster copulated over 100 times a day. At which point, the first lady said, "Be sure to point that out to the president."
Let
me finish the story. And so now the president comes around with his entourage, and now the farmer's kind of embarrassed. He holds up the rooster and goes, "Mr. President, your wife wanted me to be sure to point out this rooster is our prize rooster. He copulates at least 100 times a day. She wanted me to be sure to point that out to you." Okay. And he said, "Really? With the same chicken?" No. 100 different chickens. And
good
so that's
stuff,
the Coolidge Drew. Effect. Yeah.
My best friend that just graduated she's a psychology major, actually has told me that before.
Really? The Coolidge effect. And it's more thought to be associated with the male, but females do it too, certainly. Because testosterone tends to drive in need for novelty, newness.
Hmm. Correct.
So anyway, Samantha, whatever. You're not.
Can I use that, Drew? Like in future? Like if I get in trouble or something? Hey,
yeah,
testosterone.
Rooster. Samantha, are you having stable relationships? Are these satisfactory relationships?
This one, absolutely.
How often do you actually have sex with this current boyfriend?
Now we've been dating for a year and not so much.
How much?
What is that?
How often?
Maybe once every month or twice every 2 weeks.
Wow, that's not too much.
Once every 2 weeks?
Once
or twice
every 2 weeks.
So once a week. Twice every 2 weeks is once a week, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's sporadic between the 2 weeks, but yeah.
Or it might be none for a week and then Wednesday two times.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Everybody has their own sort of rhythm with this, and 1.5 times a week is about normal. And you may just be on the sort of low end of that spectrum.
Is that real? Is that the number?
That once people are in a stable relationship, it's about 1.5
times. How many months until it's considered stable, do you think?
I'd say, depends on the couple, but probably about 6 months.
So after 6 months, the average is only one time a week.
1 to 2 times a week, yeah.
I definitely feel
seems
like
low.
It's the most stable relationship.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm above average myself.
You're a new thing.
Yeah.
You'll get there. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
what's that,
what?
Samantha?
No, I was saying I definitely feel like this is the most stable relationship I've ever had because this boy stuck through. I recently got Guillain-Barré, and I was paralyzed for a month and a half.
How come you never brought that up, Samantha? Yeah. That should have been the first thing. You had Jamboree or whatever the hell you said.
Guillain-Barré. And so you're on prednisone also still?
Excuse me?
Are you still on prednisone for that?
No, actually, it's been... I was released from Johns Hopkins November 7th.
You're off all meds?
Yes.
All right, so give yourself a break. Come on, you're still at 1.5-2 times a week. That's all right. Yeah. He likes you a lot.
She knew the Coolidge effect, but she didn't tell us about the goddamn disease that she was locked up in the hospital.
One of the things I just want to ask real quick, has this been a problem for him? Has he brought it up to you as a problem?
Great question.
Oh, not at all.
Exactly. Then if he's not tripping on it,
and if he does, just try to accommodate him, realizing these are genuine biological needs of his. Reach a compromise, and that's that. You don't have to be totally
into it. Problem if he seems to be feeling you and cool with the situation. I just run with it.
Let it ride. There you go.
Good answer. Problem solved, Samantha.
Everlast is here to make all things right.
That's right. I agree with Everlast totally.
Damn,
that's
twice.
Three times.
Twice tonight.
Three times.
Two times.
Three times.
Three times.
Three times.
What's the third one?
I'm against it.
Germany and Florida.
I thought it was him blowing men is what you agreed
with. Germany and Florida.
All right, we got to take another break.
See, man, that whole thing's going to get taken way out of context.
For months we're talking about it. Don't worry.
Remember, people will pay.
People will pay.
A joke's a joke.
Right.
But the minute I'm outside and like I hear, hey, man.
You're not going to slip something in my cocktail, are you? Please, man.
I beg your pardon.
Huh? I beg your pardon.
Well, I was blowing my boyfriend the other day.
He even had the shotgun cock. All right, I just said shotgun cock. All right, we'll be back after this. More Love Line with Everlast. Hold on. All right, you guys, we are back here on Love Line. Everlast hanging out with us. Everlast from L.A. I'm from L.A. You're from 818?
I live in the 818, yes.
You did or you do now?
I do.
Oh, nice.
I do.
310 over here. It's all right, though.
That's
you know.
Okay. 626 it all used
over
to
here.
Be 213.
It all was 213.
Yeah.
Drew 626.
Yeah.
Damn. Do you talk to, you went to high school, I think, for a while, where you had some big-time hip-hop guys. Maybe Ice Cube go to your school for a while?
Ice Cube went to the school I went to.
Yo-Mo and Malky, who weren't that big, of course.
Well, back then, that record was, you know, for, I mean, they were kids that made a local rap record
what's
back
cool?
then. Taft High School.
Oh, sure.
In the Valley.
Oh, yeah, it's a big school.
There? I believe one of the guys from Bell Biv DeVoe might have went there.
Really?
One of the guys from Epic from the band. I'm totally spacing me.
Who's that?
Crazy Town.
Oh, Crazy Town, okay.
Crazy Town went there. You know, a bunch of people went there, so it was kind of funny.
Nice. What about, you mentioned going on the road soon, you're going to go solo. Is there any artists out there, maybe in the hip-hop, rock world, or any world that you wouldn't mind taking out with you? Whether they open for you or you open for them.
There's a lot of stuff I like, man. You know, hip-hop wise, I like Talib Kweli and I like Dilated Peoples, you know. As far as like rock bands and stuff that I like, I've been making and playing my own music for the last little while, so I'm not so current on what's out, but mm-hmm. I've always thought Incubus was a great band and anything like that, but that's the only ones that pop off. You know, System of a Down, I think, are a
crazy,
tremendous band.
You
know what I mean?
They're good.
So, off the head, that's all I can think of. But, you know, if I had a list, I'm sure there'd be a few that that I'd really enjoy.
I think it's crazy that you were in House of Pain and you guys did a song that is completely timeless. It's as popular today and never tiresome. Is that bothersome? Is that good? Is that bad? Does that make you proud? Do you look back and say, I can't believe I did it when I was that age and it's still this big?
I think there was like 2 years, like when I did the first, like right before the first Whitey Ford record came out, when I quit House of Pain, where I didn't really want to ever hear that song mm-hmm. at all, no matter where it was. Now it's like, it's to me, when I hear it, it makes me smile because it's like, it's such a silly song. I love it. And it's like you're saying, I mean, I really trip when, like, it'll come on in a situation and people will go bananas.
Yeah.
It's
on rock stations.
I got Bakhan like John McEnroe. The bitch steps up, I'm smocking the hoe.
The bitch steps up, I'm smacking the hoe.
Right?
Words to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got that's my right. rhymes and the Bible's got psalms.
Yeah.
That's the best line right there. No one ever knew what that line was, I don't think.
Well,
unless
know.
They checked out the lyrics. But
there you go. I like Adam's interpretation right
there. That was him as a 13-year-old Russian rapper. That's what that was.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool. Everlast here. White Trash Beautiful is out in stores. Go check it out. We're going to play another song probably just after 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock West Coast time.
You have time for one more call here?
Let's go to Erica. What's up? You're 15 on Loveline.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Well, I was wondering, I get cold sores in my mouth. Not a lot, probably like at the most like 2 or 3. And a lot of my friends are telling me that they think I have herpes. And so,
well, they do tend to be herpes viruses that cause those cold sores. And the most important thing to understand is you can't be sure it's not.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're going to be engaged in any kind of contact with anybody, you don't want to do it when you have those cold sores.
Is that canker sore or cold sore?
Same. Well, cold sore is more thought of as a thing outside the lip, and right. canker sore is inside.
Are those outside or inside, Erica?
Mine are inside.
Yeah.
So that's more like canker. You eat too those much are, those are, citrus.
Those are herpes
those.
Too, typically.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, isn't there a difference, too, like between the, like there's a bunch of different herpes levels
are.
Or something?
Yeah,
like some are sexual, some
no, they're all, they all can be sexual.
Oh, okay.
And they all can be oral.
Okay.
So anywhere you have a mucous membrane, they can get in.
You told me one of the times I was on Loveline with you, the kind you get on your lip, you can get that from too much sun exposure.
It gets activated by the sun.
Oh, activated.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't catch it from that. It's just activates something. It's already there.
I wouldn't know. And you can give herpes to someone's privates if you have it on your lip.
Correct.
Damn.
You didn't know that?
Too many STIs. I knew. I'm just confirming. Because if I see, I'm like, don't go down that area. Not that I would want that anyways.
Yeah, you would.
What, Drew?
Would you even, like, pause to think about it? Is what I want to know. If there's a
I'm
sore here.
I'm confirming for everyone else, Mr. Everlast. Mr. White Trash Beautiful. All right, I think we have to take another break. Is it already break time again? Or can we keep going?
Didn't no, we just break take
time.
A break?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but
wow,
we're already going.
You guys
going.
Got it easy. I need to get a job in radio, man.
Just like that. Yeah, that's it. Okay, you remember in Beverly Hills Cop, I need to get to Victor Maitland because I got to tell him I have herpes simplex 10. All right, we'll be back after this. Don't use that, Anderson. Huh? K-Rock. I mean, not K-Rock. Loveline. After this, it's Everlast. Bye. Yep, this is Loveline. We are back. I'm Stryker, in for Adam, who's coming back on Sunday, by the way. Dr. Drew, it's going not too horribly.
No, not at all.
It's going good. Everlast is here also. We're going to hear another song in just a few minutes. But let's grab Stacy, 17. What's up, Stacy?
Hey, what's up, guys? I've been with my boyfriend for about 2.5 years, and everything's going fine until March. I had surgery because I messed up my arm in softball, and then 2 weeks later, my grandpa died, so I went to Arizona for services, and I came down with a kidney infection there, and, you know,
lucky
all the time. Oh, yeah, lucky me. And all the time, you know, my boyfriend's really supportive, helping me out everything he possibly can, but I don't know, ever since then, I really haven't been so enthusiastic. Like, I start flirting with other guys, and he's not around. I've never cheated on him. You know, I don't do drugs, I don't drink, nothing.
Well, you're 17. You're supposed to sort of, kind of, these relationships are supposed to kind of come to a close. Eventually.
And you've been dating him since you were 14 and a half, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just the fact that you have the distance from him got you to look at things kind of objectively and to realize maybe this isn't, maybe I'm kind of done.
The longer you hang out, the more frustrated you're going to be at yourself in a couple of years from now that you didn't let it go and just go have fun.
The more likely you're going to be to really hurt him.
Right.
And I just want to add, too, if you do like the dude that much and you cut him off right now, you'll know about it, and then you can go find out. You can go find him again. Trust
right.
me.
And if you keep him around, you're probably going to cheat on him, which will make it way worse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's better to end it and go do whatever it is you're going to do. And do that not only without, you know, hurting somebody else, but with a clear conscience, you know what I mean?
Why is it so hard, though, when you want to get out, you can't do it? It's well, like
at
they
that age,
keep dragging
they,
you back
they have
in.
No experience getting out. They don't know when a relationship
talk about at my age.
Yeah, but at that
well,
age...
It's just, who wants to hurt anybody else's feelings? Unless you're just like
you
a cold,
really
heartless
care about you.
Jerk off,
you're
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants to be the person that removes a smile from somebody's face and crushes their hopes and dreams and... You know, ruins their life forever.
Instructors, it could be a sense of relief could come over. You don't know.
No, I'm happy as a clam, man. Caitlin, you're 17. What's up?
I had a question about birth control.
Yep.
I heard that when you take the injections or if you take the pills, it makes you really fat. But I haven't heard anything about the patch.
It's the estrogen that causes you to gain a little weight and to hang on to fluid. The shot is pure progesterone, and that sometimes actually leans people out. They can get more muscular. Some people gain weight with it, but most people do not.
So if I got that shot, I can get a little
no,
leaner.
No, it has a female. If it has androgenic effects on the female.
Ah, okay.
It's still predominantly female.
You would just grow nipples.
You might. Yeah.
I got nipples. Can you milk me, Everlast?
What the hell are you talking about?
Yo, you man. Yeah. Man, Drew. Your man.
He's scaring me. It's not my man.
I'm all right, Drew. It's fine.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Like herpes simplex 10.
Yeah, I just said. I hope he got him on that one right there.
The patch does have estrogen in it, so yes, it can make you gain weight. If you are prone to gaining weight from estrogen, not all women will do that. Some women will just have breast enlargement, which they kind of like.
Or you could gain weight, like, over the course of 9 months.
Anyway.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I were to take birth control, the best way to go would be to take the shot?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying the best way to go is to try things, and if you don't like the side effects, switch to something depending on what the side effects are you don't like.
Okay.
Start with a general pill. For me, the shot's a great contraceptive because it lasts for 3 months, but it has the most side effects of any of them.
Mm-hmm.
You bleed like crazy for 3 months and you don't bleed at all. People get irritable, depressed, their sex drive is down. It's a great contraceptive, but it has lots of side effects.
Take the pill. If you don't blow it up, you know, you'll
then
be good.
Then get off it. Have you guys seen the commercial for that patch that women can take now? Have
no,
you seen
I have
what
not,
they do?
No.
They show, like, the hottest girl ever getting out of, like, the swimming pool. Then she, like, moves her bathing suit to the side and it's on her ass. They're like, it never comes off and I'm protected.
I could have that on
good
the
time.
Ass, huh?
Yeah. You can put it anywhere, and the point is it'll never come off. James, what's up? You're 22.
What's up? Dr. Drew, I've been trying to talk to you for the longest, man. My question is, I'm addicted to talking to young girls and having sex with young girls. I got this young 16-year-old girl pregnant, and I got a flock of other young girls I'll be kicking it with. You know what I'm saying? And I want to know, is something wrong with me, and do I got a problem?
Well, if you're truly addicted, yeah, you have a problem. You're doing something you don't want to do. You know it's wrong. You're harming people. You want to stop, and you can't, right?
But I'm like, for some odd reason, I'm attracted to younger females. You know what I'm saying? Like 16, 17, 18. I don't have no No, I don't like no females like 20 or older. For some odd reason, I don't know what's the wrong with me. I go to work every day, you know what I'm saying? But
the most common reason is some sort of abuse yourself when you were young. Some sort of physical or sexual abuse when you were 12 or 14 years old.
What about 13?
What happened?
She, I mean, an older girl, like my next door neighbor, she was like 4 years older than me, you know what I'm saying? We used to do stuff when I was little, but...
Well, there you go. There it is.
There it is, right
that,
there.
That locks you in. Yeah, it locks your... And that needs to be treated. It's just as bad as if you're saying, gee, I'm into 8-year-old girls and I can't seem to stop. You gotta deal with it. You gotta stop. It's not good for the... You're hurting people with this.
Now, when he's 30, will he still be into 16? Yes, or will he or the age of them go up?
It's like that movie, Dazed and Confused, the character Waterman.
What's the best thing I should do?
The Matthew McConaughey character?
Yeah, he's like, you know what I like about high school girls? I get older... And they stay the same age.
That's exactly right.
So, James, so what do I do?
You can seek attention of a therapist. There are people who are specialized in sexual addictions. Or you can just go to SA, which is a 12-step program for people who have sexual compulsions. And many of them have sexual compulsions around young people.
But that's good that you at least called up.
Well, it's good that you have a conscience. You understand you're hurting people with this. You got to do something about it, though. That's the hard part. And it's tough work.
Then we got to go to 5. There you go. Nicole, what's up? You're 20.
Yes. I have a question. When I'm on top, I cannot come at all. When I'm in any other position, I'm like a river. I mean, I come about 3-4 times during sex.
Well, there you
go. When I'm on top, I cannot come at all.
So what's the problem?
Oh, well.
What's the problem?
Oh, well.
I don't know if it's just like I'm worried about pleasing him more than, you know, putting myself first. I mean, I just cannot.
I don't think, as a guy, I don't like bottom that much.
Can I just interject here and maybe end this whole controversy right here?
Please.
Get on your back, then.
Get on the wall?
Let's go.
I mean, you can't do the same position all the time.
Well, there's doggy style, there's you on your back, there's sideways position, there's the dipsy doodle, which is really good.
The Kama Sutra. Or Kama Sutra, pardon me. There's no R in that.
Nicole, the fact that you can have... orgasm with intercourse puts you in a elite minority. You understand that?
There's a lot of ladies right now that ain't really feeling your problem.
That's right. And just the fact that there's one position you can't, not a problem, okay?
If your guy does like that, so you don't come in one position, let him have fun like that and then switch it over. Get back on the back.
Got it?
Yeah, that sounds like he's being the lazy bastard.
No, there's nothing magical you can do. You can keep working at it, but there's no specific thing you can magically do.
Find a bigger boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Stacy, 20.
Hello, Stacy.
Hi. I have a question for Dr. Drew about alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I grew up in an alcoholic household, and my parents got divorced when I was in seventh grade. And my mom went into treatment, and my dad didn't. Uh-huh. And when I was about 16, they put me into a rehab program because I was using a lot of ecstasy.
Oh, boy.
And marijuana.
Okay.
And I've been sober for about the last 10 months.
Great.
And I'm curious now. I just started drinking again, and I'm curious about what I should be cautious of.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Sober is sober. That's one thing. I mean, I've had a few. This is Everlasting, in case anybody don't know. I've had a few experiences with people who have had problems, and sober's sober. Just thinking because you beat something else for 10 months that, oh, I could go ahead and have a beer because that wasn't my problem to begin with, that's your first mistake right there. You're messing up real big. You shouldn't be drinking at all if you're an addict. If you're any kind of addict, you know, to a substance, you shouldn't be getting drunk, high, or anything, and you should really be talking to anybody involved with a 12-step program before you even take medication.
Fourth time I say this.
I agree with Everlast totally. And I know this is Drew speaking. I know it's easy to confuse me with Everlast. but the deal is, Stacey, it's a disorder of the reward system, the drive centers in your brain, and anything that reaches in and massages that biology will activate your disease. Whether it's pot or alcohol or speed or cocaine or ecstasy, it's all activating the same biology, and so your disease is completely active. So you got to get your sponsor on the phone. You got to start going to more meetings. You got to get going in the program. Most alcoholic addicts have alcoholic parents. You inherit the gene, so it's got to be in your family system unless you were adopted. So the fact that you're in a traumatic family system just puts you in the same soup with all the other alcoholics.
Right.
All right. All you got to do is follow directions. People to follow directions. That's all you got to do. It's a very simple program. You got to have a relationship with
and
a sponsor.
Who are you?
You can confuse me with Everlast. People do all the time.
I know.
But
I'm
Dr. Drew. And you
have a very sexy voice, by the way, Drew. That's why I think people confuse us so much.
That's going to be looped 600 times.
There you go.
That's
hey, good. Going. I mean that one. The other one, can be taken out of context.
The other one didn't bother
me. I meant that, Drew, like and I'm winking at you, too, right now. You like that. I can see you're blushing.
I feel like it's some kind of prison film we could go in here.
Are you rising below the belt, Drew? What's going on there?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that?
Stacey, here's the deal.
Put the snake back in his cage.
My boyfriend the other day.
All you got to do is follow directions and have a relationship with a sponsor. You will get better. You will. It's a very simple program. What?
Let's go to number two.
Number two.
Yeah. Mark in San Jose, 22. What's up, Mark? Mark, Baltimore. What's up?
It's like I was making love to my girlfriend.
You're gay, though.
No, I'm straight.
You're gay. No, come on. Seriously. Drew.
Have you called this show before?
Nah.
Yeah, Mark?
Yes.
You got cut out. Anderson, you cut him off?
I'm here.
No. Mark?
I'm here.
All right. You say you have not called the show before?
No, I never called before.
Okay, what's up?
I was making love with my girlfriend, and after we got done making love,
you're gay.
I'm straight.
I'm listening.
After we got done making love and stuff, she told me that
you're gay.
All that was on my mind is sex.
just said making love, by the way.
That would make you a 20-year-old male. So what's the deal?
I just feel like I was just like another guy, and I don't treat her like that. I treat her, you know, very special. And by her saying that, it just made me feel like...
How gay are you?
I don't know. I just feel like hella like another guy, and I don't like feeling like that. And I just got off her, and I just felt like hella like kind of like disrespected in a way.
Okay, what can we do to help you?
I don't know. It's like me, it's like I feel like she should be like making some type of initiative to let me know she's basically wanting to engage in making love with me, and I don't
you
even
have
feel
a small
that
penis, you fag.
You want her to initiate sex?
Yes, I want her like to initiate it sometimes. Well, I feel like I'm the only one that's initiating it.
All right. Well, a lot of time women have trouble with that. They don't feel normal. They don't feel good about it. And especially younger women who maybe haven't been in a stable relationship for a long time, it can be very tough to get somebody to initiate who doesn't feel comfortable doing that. So it's probably not going to happen, Mark, if she's not...
Some type of like insecurity with her or...
I can tell.
No, it's not with her. That's just
with yourself.
It's you. They're insecure
because you don't feel like she likes you if she doesn't start it, right?
Kind of. No, it's not that I don't think she likes. I know she likes me. She loves me, and it's like she just. I don't know what it is. I think she
some guys just want to know that they're desired.
That's all guys though.
Yeah, but some guys need to see the initiation of
how
the sexual act.
You guys got the screen.
22.
And how old is she?
She's 19.
Man, give her some time, dog. Yeah. I mean, like, girls got to grow into being a, you know, I mean, pardon me, but, like, you know, they don't start off bad girls, homie. You got to teach them what you like, how you like it. If you're in a relationship with them, you got to express to them what you want, what you need. And if they can't do it, you know, then you got to, you know, find it somewhere else, you know. And not at the same time. Cut that off, then find it somewhere else. But, you know, give her a chance. Does she know all these things you call in a radio show and tell her?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Does she know you're calling Mark?
Ooh, I heard a smoke alarm there. But go ahead, Mark, what's that?
Hello?
Does she know you're calling a radio show and talking about her?
No.
Have you said any of this to her?
I told her that I feel like I'm the only one that's initiating, and that if you ever feel like that you're aroused and you want to engage, I told her to say something, but she hasn't done it yet.
No,
some girls are raised not to act like that.
It's not they just don't have the same drive that guys do.
Is it the sex drive?
It's testosterone. Testosterone makes guys initiate. And if you don't have that drive, I mean, women have something called receptivity. They're receptive when they are approached.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not approached, they don't have the drive to initiate. Not all women. Some do. Mm-hmm. But many don't. It sounds like Mark's geared up with someone that does.
But I've had relationships a long, long, long time ago where I did it every single time. And maybe it's just because of the age of the girl at the time. And just one out of 20, I would have liked her to have started it.
I understand.
And it gets frustrating.
And indeed, the age does have something to do with it. But there are those that the whole sexual act is about being receptive.
Hmm.
That's an estrogen effect. And she doesn't have enough progesterone, or doesn't respond to the progesterone, which gives them the androgen or testosterone-like effects.
Right.
All right, here we go. This is Michelle, 19. Michelle?
Hi there.
Are you typing on the computer?
No, actually, I'm on a cell phone.
All right. What's up?
Oh, anyway,
It seems like I have like an abnormal breast development, and I'm just wondering what that's caused by.
What does that look like?
What do you mean?
Like, it just seems like in seventh grade they kind of started developing and just quit, totally quit on me. It doesn't look, I mean, I have small breasts, but they don't even look like breasts. It just looked like they started developing and, you know, quit.
Are you otherwise normal? You have normal hair distribution? You have normal
Yeah, everything's fine. It's just bad.
Except her back shaving technique.
That's just you. That's just the way some women are.
Is it like a genetic thing or I don't...
Well, it's genetic in the sense that it's...
Does your mom have large breasts?
You know what? Every woman in my family has humongous boobs.
Really? What about like your dad's like, or your father's, like does he have sisters or, you know...
No, he doesn't. It's just,
So you can't tell. So there might have, it might come, your daddy might have gained those
and
two.
And all the mom's side of the family stole everything from Michelle. Clearly they ripped off
they,
all of her.
They all took, they jacked you.
But one thing, Michelle, there are plenty of guys out there that like small breasts. Andy Dick was here last night. He's like, I love small breasts. You know, he's bisexual,
Andy Dick
but
is
still.
Creepy.
Yeah, but no, but there are plenty of dudes out there that like small boobs. So
he's
if you're worried
bisexual.
About no, if you're worried about a guy digging, I wouldn't worry about it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, and there's still a couple more years where there could be some development. By the way.
Okay, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
I'm still growing myself, Michelle, in the wiener area. So you know,
you better hope.
Nine and counting.
Let's hear an Everlast song.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah. Is that centimeters?
No, meters.
Look, with all my other boyfriends, I've only given them hand jobs.
You bastard.
Wow, they got a vault full of stuff back
Do
there.
They ever. They're the man. Drew, can you please pass me the Everlast CD? All right, we're going to hear another Everlast song. The CD is out. You should go and get it. He's going to be on the road. You can find him. This song is called Blinded by the Sun, song number one. And let's check it out. This is Everlast on Loveline.
Virginia. She said her name was Alabama. She from a little town outside Savannah, where everybody talked that country grammar. She said she killed a man down in Atlanta. He beat her and he drank till he couldn't stand up. That he loved her but he couldn't stand her. She caught him in his sleep, hit him with the hammer. Then she stole a car, she bought a gun. Johnny Long got her on the run. Another broken bottle and the damage done. We've all been blinded by the sun.
I measure with the heat that's made by sun. I measure with the heat that's made by sun.
Her breath was sweet, her eyes were pretty. She said the zodiac sign was Cancer. She was on her way to New York City. Try to get a job there as a dancer. And then she asked if she could ride up with me. And I'm still thinking on the answer. She don't want love, she won't take pity. She'll break your heart if you give her the chance to. If ever got loosey and it weighs a ton.
I'm a
I've got. I lost my mind, my eyes are blinded by the sun. Don't forsake me, Lord, I'm not the only one. I lost my mind, my eyes are blinded by the sun. Blinded by the sun.
I measure with the heat that's made by sun.
That was hot, man. That's Everlast.
That
on
was.
Loveline. I'm glad that was played not only in L.A., but in about 95 different places where they may not even have heard of Everlast yet.
That's
which
beautiful.
Is cool. That
That's
was nice.
I'm at Loveline, man.
Blinded by the Sun off White Trash Beautiful. And I heard the Run DMC samples in there. That was
Lil Rakim.
Yeah, that was cool.
You know.
Attic, just curiosity, who said, let's get that thing in there? Producer,
me?
You?
Me. Well, I produced that song.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, and, you know, so all the cuts and all that, yeah, were my idea. And a guy named Rob Hill co-produced it with me, and, you know, it's, you just do whatever, you know, run. I said run. It seemed like it made sense.
Run, so, run, run.
Plus, it gives a little tribute to, like, what kind of started all the hip-hop stuff for me.
Right. Know? Definitely. All right, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We got more with Everlast taking your calls also. I'm Stryker in for Adam and Dr. Drew here as well. More Loveline after this. We're back here on Loveline. I'm Stryker. Dr. Drew Everlast is here. I'm looking at the clock. 34 minutes till birthday, Drew.
Your birthday?
That's right.
I didn't know that.
12/01, June 4th.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, somebody told me.
Well, somebody told me that you had a boyfriend that looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year. Mm. You know what that means?
I know it's a song.
It's a song.
I know.
By the Killers. And see, now Everlast is here, who's been very funny, very vocal, and you have him filling out your survey during the show.
Yeah.
He's out of rhythm
now. Test.
He's out, it's like the CTBS thing from back in the day. He's out of sync. He's out of rhythm.
He's fine. Don't worry about it.
Cool. I can read and talk and write.
Unacceptable.
That's what I'm talking about.
Unacceptable.
That's what I'm saying.
Drew has his own agenda, guys.
He does.
He's a doctor.
Adam can't tolerate it. It distracts him.
It kind of distracts. I don't know.
Relax,
I can do it.
Dude, relax.
I am relaxed.
2 seconds.
I haven't heard you say dude on the air since June of 1990.
Mike, 24. Mike?
Hello? Oh, hey. Sorry about that.
He's in the top.
I got a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
My girlfriend and I, we've been together for almost a year and a half now. Uh-huh. And it's been very, very, very rocky. Uh-huh. We'll go through periods 2 or 3 months where everything is great, and then things just totally fall apart for total unknown reasons to me.
Well, what's it about with her?
I think she alluded that she... When she was, you know, 8 or 10 or so, she suffered some sort of sexual abuse from a family member.
Well, there you go.
And then, we talked about it. I bought your book, and we both read it. And she said that, you know, I would get therapy and this and that. And every time the subject of it comes up, she, you know, pushes it off, so it never happens. And then this last weekend, excuse me, I don't get to see her that much lately because of my job. And then,
what kind of work do you do?
I'm a conductor on the railroad.
Oh, wow.
And she...
You don't meet many of them anymore, Everlast. You meet a lot of conductors in your
no,
work?
No, I thought most of that was done by computers nowadays.
Your hat, maybe. No, I like the hat.
It's an army hat,
buddy. Like the army hat.
There's no... There's not an Oshkosh, Bagosh.
No, I don't wear the overalls and stuff, but I got my Red Sox hat.
The Red Sox hat.
Yankees!
Where do you live?
Oregon.
Oregon? Why do you like the Red Sox?
I just like the hat.
Yeah, Kevin Millar is a good player on the Red Sox.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Yankees!
No worries,
Mike, sexual abuse in childhood creates an intolerance of closeness, particularly when it happens at the hands of a family member. The ability to trust, the ability to tolerate closeness, extremely impaired. And it takes a long time in therapy, intensive work, for her really to get much better.
Right. And then a couple in her 30s that we used to be good friends with, we sort of had an intervention with her a couple months ago, and now she refuses to talk to them, and she went the crazy thing is that when things get rough, she always runs away to a friend of hers that lives a couple hours away.
A guy or girl?
Male.
What's that?
A man?
No, it's a girl. Who she seems to have an incredibly severe attachment to, where she won't speak to me and or anything.
Did you say an attachment to him or her?
Not to her. It's a girl.
Okay. Yeah, well,
she seems to lose all touch with reality when she's with her. And nobody in the world matters.
We're playing the pronoun game.
Right, her.
Mike, this is a big project you've gotten yourself involved with, and she doesn't seem to want to change or do anything about it. And she'll keep going through chaos for another couple decades before she slows down. Thing about these kinds of personality disorders is that they will continue like this for quite some time. They do get better when they're around 40. Not a lot. But
so you got 16 years till she's better, Mike. Hang in there, conduct the trains, and you'll be fine. The genius everlast.
Stella, 17.
What's up, Stella?
Hey, I'm like almost 18. I'm going off to college. I'm like probably way off the whole like dating curve or like going out with boys. I haven't had my like quote unquote first kiss or whatever.
Why?
Really?
Why so late? Yeah.
Well,
you have performed 86 blowjobs, which is kind of
what is this, no. Clerks?
No, exactly. Like my friends, they say I'm purer than holy water.
Are you fat?
No, I'm not fat. I'm like completely normal female.
You're fat.
No. I'm not fat.
You a Mormon?
And I am not ugly.
This is so misleading. They think you're actually saying that right now.
It's all Anderson. You think you're bad at Anderson. How about me?
It's just hilarious because, like, he's not actually saying that. Like, that's a recording. I just thought I'd help you out there, Drew. You know, I'm defending you right there.
You've got my wing all night.
I love this. I got you.
He's got more than your wing. Stella, do you ever go on dates? Easy. You ever go on a date, Stella?
No. That's the thing. I had like the thing is like the thought of like going out with somebody who doesn't like mean anything, like that like weirds me out. Like, I mean, it's not like I haven't been asked or whatever, but like, yeah. Like,
but how are you gonna get a first kiss if you can't even give a guy a chance when he is used grabbing his nuts and asking you? Because it's not easy for another 17, 16-year-old to ask a girl out.
Okay, like these guys, they're like totally immature. They're like they're
totally.
Can
I give you a piece of advice? Go out with one of these boys who you think is kind of cute. Lay a kiss on him. So by the time you get to college in a couple months.
I almost did kiss one person, and that totally traumatized me for like.
Yeah, that was your dad, though.
Why did it traumatize you? Why
was it so wrong? It was like one of my friends, and then like we were in the movie theater. My other friend was like daring me to, and I didn't want to. And then like when it might have been that he was like naturally like really bad, because right away he like licked my lips and I screamed in the middle of the movie theater.
Oh, that's funny.
Drew, is it possible? I know girls develop faster than guys, that she's just slower than other girls.
Stella's
at 17.
Stella's great. She's just trying to measure herself against a world that has gone mad. She is fine. She will find a guy.
Your dad lives, like your dad and mom situation is all good? Like they've been with you and together and like raised you?
Yeah, you know.
Your dad, like, was real, real, real strict.
Listen,
about
it. Think about how she makes you feel. She feels very comfortable.
My dad's, like,
a
total, like, tyrant.
Oh, really? She seems normal on the phone. But...
So, like, no boys came to the house and hung out, right?
Oh, they're allowed to come to the house and hang out. I mean, I've had boys over, but they're just like friends.
What do you mean it's a tyrant? What does he do to you?
Like, he doesn't let me out of the house a lot. Like, I do go, like, but pretty much I have to live with the consequences.
But he's,
of, like,
he's not abusive to you. He doesn't hit you.
Oh, no. He's like, yeah, no. Like,
he's got the chastity belt on her, man. That's what it is. He's like, you know.
It's good times.
Hey, man.
That's bad times.
My dad, like, I hear, like, my dad tells me stories, like, yeah, and, like, my friends, like, drug people and stuff. That's why he doesn't want me to get out.
I'm taking notes. Still.
Well,
slow down.
Let me tell you
I'm
something.
I'm going to tell my daughter.
That really sucks for you, but I think we should all give her dad the golf clap.
Absolutely.
Mini golf clap.
I think we should give her dad the golf clap. There's nothing wrong with you, baby. You was raised right. I know it sounds crazy when you listen to a show like this. But you are right.
You are all right, but you got to give a guy a chance. You can't just not go out on a date.
I agree with Everlast.
What about... No,
totally.
Drew.
Does this
has
mean
to
I'm getting really
chance,
old,
though.
Drew? Is this what
no,
it's
you,
mean?
No, good.
Drew, she has to give a guy a chance
she
to
will.
Go out, though.
She will.
Yeah, I guarantee by your senior year of college...
College I guarantee you halfway
year,
through freshman year, you're going to meet some dude at school that's going to knock your socks off. You'll be fine. Your daddy taught you right.
I agree.
Have a nice life.
I agree. Adam 24.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Good
job. I'm worried about my wife because she's depressed about her breast size.
Are they very tiny?
No, they're very large.
Ooh, excellent.
When she was pregnant with our daughter, they got up, she was up to a size H.
Bonesy.
Is she a large woman?
No, she's always, ever since I've known her, she's had large breasts. Even when she was, you know, I've known her since she was 16 and I was 18.
How much do you think she weighs? How tall is she?
She's about 5'9", and she probably weighs like 170.
170.
And she's
kind of big.
Still trying to lose the weight from the baby, but I don't know. She's talked about a reduction. I think she's talked to it with her doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. If we have a plan on having another kid, will that affect it if she if she has a reduction before?
No, that's okay. Well, if it all goes well. I mean, anytime there's an operation, there's always risk. But that should be fine, A. But B, how long ago was the delivery?
My daughter will be 2 in July.
So it's not as though she's been depressed ever since the delivery.
Well, she's always complained about her size.
I understand, but she's very focused on her breast, but I'm just wondering whether or not there's really just a separate depressive problem here and that's being manifested by her preoccupation with her breasts.
I never thought of that.
And that's more what I'd be concerned with, that she's just generally depressed, and maybe that needs some treatment. And maybe if her mood is improved, she'll be able to lose the weight more easily and exercise and do the things she needs to do.
Right, which she's exercising and stuff. But, I mean, I've noticed she's been down lately, but I don't know what to do. I try and comfort her, but I don't know. You always say the wrong thing, I guess.
he says, I like them.
Right, exactly. Who wouldn't like a set of H's?
Hey, I'd say, you know, as Drew may agree with me, if she's really seeming down, you know, schedule some sort of appointment with, like, a professional and let them evaluate the situation. Otherwise, just do what you can for her.
Well, she's talked to her gynecologist, and he's given her names of doctors, but...
No, I mean, so you're talking about surgeons.
Plastic surgeons.
We're talking about psychiatrists.
Yeah, we're talking about finding out if she's actually depressed beyond just her feelings about her breasts.
And her body. I agree with that. It sounds like there's something a little more going on here, and it seems like it's confusing you. Probably because you're not getting the big picture here. Somebody needs to evaluate that.
Let's go to Alex here.
Alex, hold on. What number is that?
4. What's up, Alex? You're 22.
Hey, how's it going? I got a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a Prince Albert piercing.
Good times.
And
you're going to pierce the penis, man.
Yeah.
Why? Besides being brave. What is it going to do for you? I'm curious.
I got almost everything else pierced.
How many nipples you have pierced?
Both.
Wow. How many in your lip?
None in my lip. Doesn't go over well at work.
What kind of work do you do?
He's a lawyer.
No, I'm a mechanic.
Okay. What is the question exactly?
Now, I was born with kind of a genetic flaw. My urethran tube, or, you know, where my urine comes out of, it's split down the middle all the way up.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know what kind of effect the piercing is going to have on that, whether it's going to split the membrane or would I be able to get it done through just one side of it?
I suspect they would just do it through one side. And it's going to screw up, you know, an already screwed up stream is going to get extra screwed up now. And good times, good luck. But I would be concerned about this.
No judgment here, but it's kind of a moronic move, man. I wouldn't do it. That's you. Everybody's their own person. You know, I like to get through metal detectors without explanations.
It'd be interesting if you talk to the piercing institution, wherever you go to get this piercing done, and see if they've ever done it to somebody with a
institution? You mean the tattoo shop down place on the corner?
You mean the mall next to Cinnabon, where he's going to go?
Whether they've done septated urethras before, or if they even understand what that is. And if they don't, why would you do that?
Wow. I mean, that's, hey.
I'm thinking of getting a rod put in mine. Just a big, fat rod sticking through. So when I walk, you hear clankety clank, and they're like, what's that? I'm like, those are my testes. Drew, you're looking at me like a deer in headlights. Drew, are you all right?
Never touching me.
Sorry,
understood
Drew.
It, man. I never got it. I mean, I don't judge anybody who got it. You know, more power to you, whatever makes you happy as a human.
Yeah.
But personally, you know, I got an earring. That's about it.
Whatever that's to say is the fact that that makes you happy means something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd look into that.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
But again, that would be me judging. I'm not
trying
to judge. That's not
judging. Not judging.
Throwing some advice out there and
but the judging
what
is,
I would do.
Here's the deal. I wish people wouldn't take looking at things objectively as judging. You know, just
right.
certain behaviors mean things, and that's fine. You can look at it or not look at it. That's up to you. It would be judging to say you have to look at it.
Right.
But the fact is that humans behave a certain way based on certain histories. That's
it just seems especially odd to me, knowing you have this sort of defect or whatever you would call it, and that you would still want to shove a piece of steel through it.
Especially, it's not like you have a defective pinky that you're going to mess with. This is a defective penis you're screwing with.
Well, he's mad at his penis. He's got to put a spear through it.
Yeah. You know, your penis and you have issues. I suggest you guys go to group therapy and work a few things out before you do any major alterations.
You should spank your penis as often as possible.
Let's go to break. You're going down
discipline.
All right. Thank you, Drew. You know why you said that? Because you're a doctor.
Mm.
All right. We're going to take another break. Almost done here with Everlast, hanging out. I'm Stryker. More on Loveline. Hold on. All right, we're back here on Loveline. I'm Stryker, Dr. Drew, Everlast. Am I looking?
Go ahead. Your hair product smells very pretty.
It really does, Stryker.
Look, I've had this hat on for 7 goddamn hours. Now I'm going out. Had to put some crap in it.
It smells good. That's all I'm saying.
No, you're being sarcastic. I can feel it.
I can see it.
No, I am.
You like the smell?
No, I'm being sarcastic.
Smell this. Come here.
Yeah, I smell it.
No, smell this.
Everybody can smell it, man. That's the point.
Because I just loaded some in there with the stick, the Asian Chinese stick.
That, by the way, that's called deodorant, that stuff.
No. It is?
Mm-hmm.
I braid my underarm hair.
Here we go. Go on to calls.
Drew.
Yeah.
Pipe down. I'm just kidding. All right, go ahead. Can I put some of this in your hair, Drew? Come on, let me spike it up. Let me give you a hug. Please, Drew. All right, fine.
Here we go. And Melissa, 25.
Hello?
Yes, Melissa?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What's up?
Hello?
Hi, you're on Loveline. Speak.
Hi.
I'm
actually trying to, I want to know actually how to tell my husband that he's not exactly pleasing me in the bedroom.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Don't do it when you're in the bedroom.
Did this start?
the first thing I said. Don't say it right in the moment.
Find a time when it's not a heated moment and you need to talk about it, and stay focused on solutions, not on your frustration.
Hmm.
Yeah, my advice as a man who just picturing being told that by a woman kind of is. I would go with more the route of just, you know, being very vocal about what does please you.
Right.
You
know how about that tongue of yours?
Not so much even going like, you know, you just ain't doing the job lately. Maybe just go there and ask for, you know, hey, this is what I want. I want some of this and some of that and some of the other. And
just
if that
so,
don't work, then let him know he's being a lazy bastard.
And just so Everlast can learn something, what exactly is he doing wrong? I don't do it as well.
The oil isn't the problem. I mean, actually, he makes up in that department. Because
oral's never the problem, baby.
Well, he can't last. He doesn't
why
last.
Why does he go for a second round then?
And that doesn't last much longer either.
What's his average?
So second time around, he's not holding down the fort?
No, not even.
Wow, about third time?
Maybe
third time
a
limp.
Little
he's
bit
sweet.
Longer. But not long enough, at least not long enough for me.
Oh, okay, wait. Let's find out what's not long enough. Hold on.
8 hours.
Well, no, I just feel so bad, but I mean, okay, the first time is usually anywhere from maybe 20 to 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
20 seconds?
I thought she was going to say minutes. I was like, wait.
No. The second time will be maybe 30, 45.
Wow.
Third time, maybe it'll hit a minute.
But the third time, there's nothing coming out of that wiener.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty
he doesn't
much.
Shower you with his
that's,
love.
That's
wasn't this going on before you got married, Melissa? And wasn't this a sign like maybe this ain't the guy I want to be with for life?
Well, because, I mean, he's a perfect, he's a wonderful guy. Everything else outside of that.
Yeah, you don't
perfect.
Pick a life partner based just upon
change,
the sex,
I
dog. I mean, that's what you pick your mistress on.
You know, women complain about their men, you know, because they they're bad, or they treat them like, you know, crap, or they beat them, or they do drugs. He doesn't do any of this stuff. He's a great
guy. Maybe the problem is you could are attracted to that kind of thing.
Or maybe your standards are, just because he doesn't beat you or do drugs doesn't mean he's like, those are pretty low standards.
No, not at all. I mean, but it's not, I don't know if bad sex is a good enough reason to not try to make a relationship work. But
Drew, what do you think? It could be. It could be, but...
I just always heard more like on the guy end, the guy will usually leave because the sex is bad, not...
Usually I think a woman can find more like you are right now to grab onto, and a guy would be quicker to be like, you know what, if you ain't holding it down for me in this neighborhood, it's only a matter of time before I start picking and choosing what other things are bothering me and use them as excuses. Mm-hmm. I would, like I said, try and tell them what you do like. If things don't change, have the talk with them about ain't doing the job, it's really going to affect our relationship. And if from there it doesn't happen, then you got to make a choice.
I bet he can do it. It's really just a matter of he's got.
Well, that's kind of harsh. I mean, I feel. That's what fuel has been released.
But
man.
Also, then again, he may not really realize how important this is, and he may.
How can a 25-year-old not realize how important coming in 30 seconds is?
Maybe take care of himself a couple times beforehand. And sometimes young men don't know they got to kind of manage themselves. You know what I'm saying? He needs to figure it out for himself and make it so when it comes to time for it to be with Melissa, he's properly greased.
I don't practice it, but I've heard of like tantric sex, those kind of things. Yeah, right. I don't know. Is that any of those people are supposedly whatever to withhold for hours or whatever?
It's
you know?
Not going to help.
Sting would swear by it. You know what I mean?
But it's not going to help. Anyway, there are medications to help him too, with things like Prozac and Zoloft.
Word. Then it doesn't matter if he lets go; it'll just still stay there for a good hour or two, right?
Viagra, exactly. Right. Things like that. So that might be something to look into, right, Melissa?
Viagra. I like.
Yeah, I guess so. It's getting to that point, so yeah.
Be careful. You're kind of angry at this guy. You're getting so frustrated and resentful.
It is. I mean, it's to the point where,
that means you're looking to be that way. You're not focused on the solution. You're worried about the negativity. Get over that and start working on a solution. If you don't want the solution, if you want this thing to end, you're going down that path, all right?
Okay.
All right, okay. Go on now. She doesn't like being called on the crap.
Let's go to London. That was Drew hung up on you, by the way. You're 20, London.
The striker was holding his hand and his fist in front of my hand going, four.
No, I was not. Okay, fine.
Here you go, London, 20.
Enjoy your coffee.
Hi. I have read that using your vibrator too much can desensitize your clitoris, and I was just wondering how much is too much.
How often a day, how many times a day do you use the vibrator?
I'm probably once or twice a week, but when I do it, I come at least 10 or 12 times.
Wow. But how long of a period is that taking?
To come?
The vibrator use. That 12 times, is that all in one sitting? Or is it like a little one, and you go like make a bag of chips and Coke, and you come back and have a couple more?
No, I just go to town.
And, from start to finish, from orgasm 1 to orgasm 12 or 13, whatever it is, we like a baker's dozen
of orgasms.
You know, how long does that take?
Oh, probably anywhere between 5 and 10 minutes.
No, you're not going to desensitize yourself. You'll be fine.
12 times in 5 minutes?
Multiple. That's a true multiple. True multiple orgasms.
Yeah, I'm just saying, 5 minutes, you know. Uh-huh. You'll have a problem if, like, when you don't have the vibrator and you're walking around and it still feels like it's vibrating, you used it too much.
I've heard that if you use it too much by yourself, when it comes time to have sex with my boyfriend, that he's not going to be enough.
It can desensitize things somewhat, but you can always bring your friend the vibrator on into the bedroom there.
Or, you know, find a new boyfriend.
Get a bigger vibrator.
That's Everlast's answer to everything.
What, get a new boyfriend?
Yeah.
Get a new boyfriend who doesn't come in 30 seconds.
We got
his own vibrator. We're done, basically.
Well, I was blowing my boyfriend the other day.
He used a vibrator on him. It was really
You got
nice.
One or two more of those gratuitous ones before I'm gone, and then I'm going to start getting upset.
Well, we only have about 6 minutes left, and we'll... Because
I know that's in the archives forever now, dog.
Yeah, it is.
But that's cool.
It's in there. All right.
It's a shared moment amongst us. Well, I was blowing my boyfriend...
The point is, Anderson knows what it means if he's playing this thing.
I'm going to go in the bathroom and let loose real quick. We will be back with Everlast and
more hair product.
That's right. I'm
more hair
fix
product.
Up the hawk.
That's
I'm
my
look
only
for
tip
you.
Right now. The T-shirt over the like collared nice shirt is the real good look, man.
Thanks, man. I like
you know,
thank
that's
you.
Some real Hollywood-ish right there, man.
I appreciate that. Son of a bitch.
You must get your birthday.
Everlast. Now I'm touching Everlast. We'll be back after this on Loveline. All right. It's Loveline. We're back, but actually about to go.
Happy Gold Striker,
thank
it's
you.
Your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. Gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
10 seconds till birthday.
10 seconds. Thank you. I appreciate that. Everlast, man, good luck with everything. You've been kicking ass. And thanks for making it easy for me here on Loveline.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me again, Drew. And Striker, and tell Adam I said what's up.
White Trash Beautiful is out in stores. That's Everlast CD. Go check it out. You get just a wide array of different styles all put into one. It's super creative, super smart, super good. So check it out. White Trash Beautiful from Everlast.
Super one more time?
Look. Everlast. Just because it's my birthday officially now.
Super need to go out and
super, you bastards. Thanks to you guys for calling and being cool. I know Adam's the king, but it was fun doing it, and I appreciate it. Drew, thank you also.
It's a pleasure.
It was fantastic. Thanks, man. And so for Drew, I am Stryker. I will see you guys out on the town. Goodbye.
He carried diamond necklace and swallowed it. He was arrested, and the necklace was recovered after he passed it, pooped it out.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.